Rivaroxaban, an oral anticoagulant, has demonstrated a significant benefit over enoxaparin in a large phase 3 trial of patients undergoing a total hip replacement. The drug is a factor 10A inhibitor, and according to Bengt Eriksson of Gothenburg University, it reduced the risk of deep vein thrombosis, non-fatal pulmonary embolism, and all-cause mortality by well over half. At the annual ASH meeting in Atlanta, he told me more about the study and firstly how many patients were involved.
It was more than 4,500 patients, and they were receiving either rivaroxaban or enoxaparin 40 milligram once daily, and rivaroxaban was 10 milligram once daily for a period of 35 days. And the label of the comparator is the enoxaparin 40 milligram once daily, which is used globally.
And what kind of endpoints were you looking at?
The primary endpoint regarding efficacy was total venous thromboembolic events, and that was both proximal and distal clots and pulmonary embolism and all-cause mortality.
So how did this new drug perform?
The design was a two-step analysis, starting with non-inferiority, and it fulfilled the non-inferiority criteria, which allowed us to go on with the superiority analysis, and it was a relative risk reduction of more than 70%.
And what kind of other effects were you looking at as well, for example, toxicity and bleeding risk?
We register all adverse events, and some of these adverse events seem to be of very specific interest to us as orthopedic surgeons and to other colleagues, and that is possible cardiovascular effects, and if there are any differences between the two treatment regimens regarding cardiovascular events, and also if there is any signal for liver toxicity. So there was also pre-specified criteria how to analyze these adverse events, both during treatment and during the follow-up period. And there was also a cardiovascular panel of doctors looking at all of these events, and there was a panel of doctors looking at all the hepatic events.
And what did you find with those events?
We found what we could expect, a rate of cardiovascular events that is rather low, but very similar, exactly similar in the two treatment groups. And the same with the liver transaminases and increases in bilirubin, very similar results for the two treatment regimens.
So it's significant as well that this is an oral drug. So, I mean, how are you interpreting these data? What kind of impact should these data have?
I think the main impact is that we now have a oral anticoagulant with a high efficacy and also with the safety. You know, this is really something that we've been looking for. I mean, you really want to have a drug that is efficient and safe. And I think this is really a step in that direction, even if it's not the final answer.
Are you going to be testing it against enoxaparin, for example, in other settings, more cardiovascular settings?
Yeah, there are ongoing studies. It's tested both against enoxaparin and it's also tested against warfarin in other medical indications. So, for example, for stroke prevention, it's tested against warfarin. And regarding secondary prevention of DVT, deep vein thrombosis or pulmonary embolism, it is the standard combination of low molecular weight heparin, warfarin in one treatment arm and rivaroxaban in the other arm. And these studies are also ongoing.
That was Bengt Eriksson of Gothenburg University. For the Audio Journal of Medicine, I'm Derek Thorne.